Welcome to the Battle Plan for Victory, an online resource from TheGeneration.org designed to help young people deal with personal sin issues through the Word of God and ultimately to find victory in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Welcome to the Battle Plan for Victory. I'm Bobby Bosler, and the topic of this discussion is words. You know, every one of us use words every single day, whether it is words via text, words on a social media platform, words in person, we all communicate. And the thing about words is that words, they're very consequential. They might not seem like it. It might seem like words aren't that big of a deal. But as we're going to take a look at these key verses, we're going to see that words are a very big deal. And God gives us principles and wisdom in the Bible to help guide us in the use of our words. So let's look at these key verses. Psalm 19:14, just to kind of set the stage here. David's prayer was, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." If I can say that David's heart cry needs to be our heart cry as well, Lord, I want my words to be acceptable to you, Lord. Look at the next verse here. Proverbs 18:13 says, "He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is a folly and a shame unto him." You know, I don't know if you've ever found yourself in a situation where you didn't quite have all the facts and you just kind of jumped right in and shot your mouth off. You know what probably happened to you? What's happened to you is what's happened to me when I've done that. I've turned out looking like a fool and I've been shamed. You know, it's very important that when we look at a situation, we get all the facts before we jump in and give our two cents. Because if we just kind of jump right in at the first and shoot our mouth off again, we'll find ourselves looking like a fool and experiencing shame. Proverbs 15 verse 1 says, "A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger." You know, I don't know if you've thought about this, if you ever found yourself in a situation like this where there was a highly tense situation where tempers were flaring and people were at each other's throats. And I don't know if you've ever experienced this where someone steps in and one of two things can happen. Somebody steps in and maybe they offer a further angry word. And you know what happens? It's like a fuse being lit on a bomb. It makes things much worse. Things explode. But I don't know if you've ever had the privilege of seeing someone step in with a level head, and instead of yelling, raising their voice, having tenseness in their voice, they again step in and say, "Hey, folks, I think we just need to think about this. Let's just calm down for a second and let's just talk." Those might not be the exact words, but you know, your tone is just as important as the words that you say. And a soft answer turns away wrath. Proverbs 15, verse 23 says, "A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good it is." You know, your words can bring you and others joy. It is a good thing when a word is spoken properly. Proverbs 15, verse 28 says, "The heart of the righteous studieth to answer." You know, you better do your homework before you speak up. It's kind of related to the previous verse where it said that he that answereth a matter before he heareth it. This here says, instead of doing that, you need to actually study to answer. Make sure you have your facts straight before you offer your two cents. It says, "But the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things." Did you realize that if you don't study to answer, you'll end up saying something wicked? If you don't think before you speak, you'll end up saying something you shouldn't say. Proverbs 16:32 says, "He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city." Do you realize that being slow to anger, being slow to speak, as we find in the book of James, actually gives you a great advantage? You know, whereas others might be shooting their mouths off and sticking their foot in their mouth and causing all kinds of trouble and as wickedness is spewing out of their mouth, if you will just take an extra minute and instead of letting your fuse be short, if you'll just hold back and listen, assess the situation, think, and then speak, you'll have a great advantage even over the mighty, even over those who seem to be making great progress. It will give you an advantage. Proverbs 29 verse 11 says, "A fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards." Do you see a common theme here? One of the greatest problems when it comes to our speak is we don't really assess the situation. Here it says, a fool just kind of says what's on the top of his head. He just kind of lets it all hang out there. He just kind of, whatever comes into his mind, boom, it just kind of vomits out of his mouth. And this verse very clearly says that a person who utters all his mind is a fool. But a wise man keeps it in till afterwards. He thinks, he processes, he assesses, he weighs his words, he prays and seeks what God wants him to say. And he's wise if he does that. Young person, your words are an incredible tool in the hands of God. It can bring joy, it can make a difference, but when we shoot our mouth off and don't think before we speak, it's not acceptable to God. It blows up situations. It hurts our reputation, and it reveals the foolishness of our own hearts. So think before you speak. May your words be acceptable in God's sight, and may your words make a great difference for Jesus Christ.
The Battle Plan for Victory is presented by TheGeneration.org. That's THEEGeneration.org.